Thursday night, the All Islam Students Association at the University of Arkansas is inviting everybody to a forum discussion about the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad. Last month, three of the organizers of the local event came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Hamid Nassim, the advisor to the student organization, and two students, Khaled Al-Shaman and Sophia Nassim, the president of All Islam Students. Hamid Nassim says Thursday's event is part of a larger series of seminars.
This is a nationwide campaign of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. In the wake of two previous events that our community had done in the memorial event of the 9/11, where we raised blood for the local communities. And in the past two times when they did this, we raised over 11,000 pints of blood on each event. So it seems like it makes a bigger impact on the communities who have to do the work, as well as it will make bigger impact on the communities where we live individually. And so I think that this was the reason why our community picked to do it in a nationwide campaign. And this was in response to the vitriol that was thrown against the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi, peace be on him, through that movie that came in, The Innocence of Muslims, or something like that. So any time a big event like this one takes place, it may be in response to something that had already happened, or it may be just because we want to let the name of Prophet be spread throughout the nation.
This is a student organization. You're the faculty advisor. You have brought with you one of the students. Tell me some of the things that you've done to prepare and some of the things that the organization has done through the years.
We have a lot of things, actually, we did in the past. And for this event, especially, we have a lot of posters. We have a book. We going to spread out this book, and it's going to be free for anyone who want to know something about Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him. We invite one good speaker for this event. And we will start with a recitation of Quran, some verses which shows or talk about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace upon him, and how is he is very nice and very he sent actually for the people to be as mercy for the whole people, not just for part of this world, just Muhammad for all the people.
I went to the event last year, I believe, and saw the crowd. What, when you look out and you see the crowd that's attending, what do you hope to see? Because obviously members of, as you put it, your community, but this is open to all.
Yeah, actually, our intention is to bring a bigger cross-section of the community where we live in. Our own community members or Muslims in general would come to help, but main audience for us are the people who don't know about the Prophet. Or previously, we have done other events in which, for example, we did a Founders Day event where we would bring a Christian priest and a Jewish rabbi and a Muslim scholar who would sit on the same table, and then they will give their own rendition of what they understand as their religious leader stood for, and then they are there to answer questions from public. So the whole thing is to educate everybody about the commonality between religions. And if we know how closely knit we are, people would not even worry about small differences. And I think that we want to highlight that. And if we are successful in highlighting that we have so much in common, the difference is just like the color of the skin. Rest of all bodily functions, everything works the same way. So religion is like a person, and these are all different manifestations of it. In the Holy Quran, God says that we have created different languages and different colors. so that people could understand. And Allah, God, provides this as a sign for humanity. So the same thing is true of all different religions. These are all feathers of different, you know, type in the same pheasant, you know, makes it look beautiful. Everything has its own place there. And I think that we want people to realize that.
What happens from 5:30, 7:30 on the March 7th is to begin ripples. You're not going to have a million people there. But if someone's there, learns something, and perhaps it comes up in conversation a few days later with other people, and that's...
That is exactly what this is. You know, these events could only be like seeds. And seeds which have some moist earth around it. Not just seeds, like Jesus Christ said. There are some seeds which are scattered on dry land, and the bird will come and pick them up and then eat them. That's the end of it. Mm-hmm. But then there are those seeds which find their way into a good soil, and they will turn into a fruitful tree, which will then spread more of these. So we are hoping that these events that we become part of will bring those people who would want to learn, who would then, once learn, they would then go all other places and then will continue to proliferate this message of peace. Because without that, humanity has no meaning. If we don't have peace, we have no meaning. And I think God has created us not in vain, but for the purpose of having this peace. Without peace, there is no reason for humanity to exist.
I want to ask you, president of the organization, you walk in, I think you probably have another class here in a moment, you have a textbook with you, obviously a busy life, and then to become, you know, to be the president of a student organization just adds more to your life, so why do it? There are a lot of people who could just, you know, hit the couch instead.
Yeah, I agree with that. It is a lot of work, but I also have a lot of support. Like, I have, there's plenty of members who are willing to help in our organization, and then my family, of course, they're willing to help also. And the important thing is that this remain an organization, because if say, I didn't do this or I wasn't president, then, you know, who's to say someone else would be? And then we wouldn't even have the opportunity to educate people. And that's the important thing is, you know, just to make people aware of these issues and the things that we have sermons about, to educate them. And if we weren't here, then we won't know if someone else would be doing that. So I think it's important to get our voices out there and, you know, defend those who can't defend themselves.
I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but I would imagine on March 7th, you would love for this to happen and see some faces you've never seen before. It's always wonderful to see friends and family, but...
That is true. We are trying to go out. We are advertising it in a big way. So a lot of people whom we have not met yet would come and would be able to learn for the first time from, as we say, from the horse's mouth, what Islam is all about. Because it's one thing to hear from, you know, your neighbor or from somebody who got hurt on some occasion by someone who didn't do him justice, or hearing it from the people who are the protagonists, you know, who support what they are doing, who know what they are doing. So I think that this is a chance that people can learn about Islam, and in particular about the Prophet's life and what his message was, if his message was truly of peace or of war. So I think this is a chance you can come. Even if you think otherwise, come out, because we'll have a question-answer session. No bars. The only bar is that you should be respectful and you know, and no debates. But other than that, you can ask any questions to the panel. We will have two scholars sitting there on the panel to answer any questions. And then afterwards, we will have some Middle Eastern food from Petra Cafe. So that will give us a chance to break bread while talking about these issues. And if you have any questions about why certain section of the society is behaving like this, You know, there are some people who have tried to hijack Islam. We want to do them, hit them hard and take that back from them and tell people that it is not the terrorists who actually are the believers. It is the, you know, 1.499 billion people who are actually following the prophet. What we want to do is we want to invite everybody. We will, you know, you will have, you know, a feast of your lifetime, I tell you, because these are great scholars. We will always feel that we wish we had more time. So come one, come all.
Hamid Nassim, Khaled Al-Shalman, and Sophia Nassim are three of the organizers of the local Messenger of Peace seminar Thursday night inside Giffel's Auditorium on the University of Arkansas campus.
I spoke with them inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF.